on the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline. We say hello to Communications Administrator for the Ottawa County Road Commission, Alex Doty. Good morning, Alex. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Doing well. I'm glad that we're speaking today. Snow is on the way, but there is a new law that was passed. Drivers must stay at least 200 feet behind a snow plow that is actively plowing or spreading salt or sand. That's about 12 car lengths, my friend.
Yeah, that's that is, you know, it seems like it's quite a bit of distance, but, you know, when you're traveling in snowy weather, when we're plowing and the weather's bad, you want to have that extra distance because it can take a little bit longer to stop, so having that extra time certainly is helpful.
Yeah, it is. And also at intersections, drivers must give a snow plow stopped at an intersection a 20-foot buffer.
Yep, absolutely. You know, when we're at an intersection, there could be times where we're going to be backing up or doing some movements that might be, you know, different than just moving on our way after sitting at a stoplight or stop sign. So just giving us extra room there so we can do those maneuvers without, you know, being near vehicle is certainly helpful, especially, you know, when we have a lot of blind spots and it's tough for us to see if people are right up on our bumper.
Yeah, I'm thinking about you guys because we're going to get some snow, and it could be on Thanksgiving, and so your crew will be, you know, possibly spreading the salt and dealing with the snow on the Thanksgiving holiday. What are you guys doing to prepare for the possible snow that we could be getting?
Yeah, you know, our crews have been busy, you know, the past few weeks now, going over their routes and making sure trucks are ready to go, you know, installing sanders and spreaders on the back, making sure the plows are ready. You know, we have plenty of salt and sand material that we've been having in our garage, both from last year and then just kind of topping off what we need for this year as well. So, you know, our crews have been kind of going hard at it, getting ready for the winter. It's just a matter of when that happens and turning that switch so that our guys could go and be prepared to run.
Yeah, for sure. And we always go over this, but it's important to do this every year. Speaking of crews, what gets plowed first?
Yeah, so, you know, especially, you know, if it's a bigger winter weather event, our crews are going to be focused on, you know, the highway system. So, you know, the I-96, US 31, M-104, those state routes, and then the higher traveled volume roadways. So, you know, those bigger roads that, you know, get a lot of traffic. Those are going to be the kind of the top priority. And then working their way down from there to more of the localized areas and then into subdivision streets. So it can take a little bit, especially if it's an ongoing snow event where our crews have to be hammering those kind of higher volume roads over and over again. But, you know, it's just one of those things where we ask people to be patient and then, you know, eventually we will get there and get through it and get to everybody.
For sure. And I know you always like to make sure that the kids aren't playing near the driveways and whatnot when the crews are coming through because it's very, very hard to see them.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, visibility is limited in the vehicles that our crews drive. And then when you're throwing in snow coming off the plow blade, you know, on top of that, it certainly makes it hard to see much of anything out those windows.
It sure does. This is interesting. Drivers can pass a snow plow on the left if conditions allow, but should always use extreme caution. Drivers should never pass a snowplow on the right. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's excellent advice and you know, good information to share. You know, one thing people might not be aware of is that, you know, on the highway, our trucks, a lot of them have wing plows on the side, so they're able to get extra bit of coverage off the right side of the plow truck. And so if you were to go around and try to pass that truck on the right, when they have that wing plow down, you'd run into that and cause a serious accident, which we do not want to see. So, you know, being able to pass on the left, make sure it's clear and conditions allow, but you are able to do that. Just, you know, make sure it's done safely and, you know, you make sure you give plenty of clearance when you do that.
I really appreciate that advice. And drivers should also turn off cruise control as well. Don't be doing cruise control.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, when you're dealing with tricky conditions like that, you want to make sure that you're able to react and you have the, you know, you're at full control. You know, it's kind of like you don't want to be on autopilot when conditions are treacherous.
That's a fact. Did you guys get any new plows this year? I can't remember. Refresh my memory.
Yeah, you know, each year we always seem to get, you know, a couple to replace and swap out older ones. And, you know, we're constantly refreshing our equipment and making sure that we have, you know, what we need to do our job effectively and efficiently. So, you know, we kind of have a regular schedule that we run through to make sure that stuff is swapped out and you know, replaced in a timely manner after we get, you know, well good use out of everything.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we'll have to just keep paying attention to the radar and the weather, but it looks like we're going to get snow on Thanksgiving into Friday as well. And, you know, we'll continue to check in with you, you know, in the month of December as the snow continues to fly. But want to wish you a very happy Thanksgiving and really appreciate you checking in, Alex. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. You have a good Thanksgiving as well.
All right, you as well. That is Alex Doty, Communications Administrator for the Ottawa County Road Commission on the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline. Always like to talk to him, and I always tend to talk to him when the snow is flying and it's really bad. So it's nice to do something a little bit in advance here as we prepare for snow. Oh, no.